This is the DLP Agenda.
When I tell you that we just put down a Patreon, that for a couple of reasons, Rob had a pretty good idea. Maybe at the end of 2024, we're going to do a Justin Schlegel, this is your, in parentheses, horrible life.
We have another entry into the
we got another good one.
Horrible family situations for you, Justin. I feel for you, bud.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah, but it's great content.
It's good content. It's good stuff.
And if you only, if you aren't a patron, then you think Justin's life is great.
Yeah. Have no idea. No, things are going smoothly.
It's okay. Like if you only watch an NFL team that does well in preseason.
Yeah.
And then you don't realize that they went 2-15. They were 3-0 in the preseason, 4-0. This
incredible.
Is the best team ever. The Jaguars.
That's the point. Yeah. Subscribe undefeated. To Patreon. Mm-hmm. Make sure you follow us on YouTube and give us all our likes.
But that's not the reason.
That's not
for
the
this
reason.
Episode.
It's an all-time Robbie moment.
There is a Robbie moment in this episode that this is going to be a payoff. This is going to be a payoff to such a degree. The only thing I can think that rivals it as far as long-term storytelling
long
is the original Phase 3s of Marvels that started out with a little Iron Man film. Fast forward 10 years, it's the biggest franchise in the world.
Yeah.
There's this huge payoff. There's oh my God moments. There's no way that happened. There is this on the Patreon where if you're an old Rob and Joe show listener, I mean OG listener.
Mac is going to lose his mind.
Mac is going to have to take a fucking walk after this episode.
Yeah. I wonder if Mac's going to take off work.
Well, Mac is in chat right now. He says, go Jags. Kelsey just bought a new car. Congrats.
There you go.
Arsdale, Ariel.
So I guess
Dave
we'll
Dennis.
We need okay. to start out with our producer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he's the man that had the revelation. You want to hear it, pay for it. $5 gets you that. Dork Dynasty, a new episode of Storytime with Tommy Cimbazzo and more. But Robbie, how you there? How you doing, pal?
Doing well.
How do we start this?
Yeah, how do we do this?
How do we pass the baton off to you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have much to say on the topic except for that I'll no longer be a regular part of the show.
Life's getting busy.
Yes.
You're getting married. Show's expanding outward. There's a lot going on. And between your personal life, wedding life, relationship life, everything you got going on, to say your bandwidth is pretty full is an understatement.
And a 9 to 10 hour workday.
To 10 hour workday. As DLP expands into all of our Patreon adventures, into our live performances, if you're listening to this right now, this Thursday, 2 days from today, mm-hmm. DC Improv, this weekend, Saturday, we're going to be at the Bright Box. From what I understand, it's close to sold out.
Yeah.
Plenty more shows coming up.
Yeah, and this is a bummer because this show literally wouldn't exist without
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't.
And that's in because of you. We've grown to this point where now we need to get up our social media. We need more stuff.
We need time that Robbie doesn't have.
All of us are available through no fault of your own. So, yes, this is, I guess, technically the last show that Robbie Robinson is officially the producer of the DLP Agenda, of the Rob and Joe Show. Just to go back to the very beginning, how this all started.
Yeah.
I was doing stand-up. Robbie had, at one point, when Joe had a 98 Rock late-night show, you were essentially paying him yourself to be your producer. And then you were out of comedy for a little bit, and I mm-hmm. wanted to get you back in.
And the podcast was the way to do it.
And I said to Robbie, I said, let's you produce. Robin, Joe and I will do the show. And then you basically got it off the ground with the technical aspect, how we do it.
Website,
the
chat,
first episode
yes.
we ever did was from Robbie's house.
Yes, Pod from Bean. Your house, yes.
In Virginia?
Yeah.
Damn,
Virginia.
You guys drove all the way the
yeah.
hell out there.
We
My
did.
God.
We drove to Virginia, and we did the first episode. And if I'm not mistaken, the first episode was the episode where Rob said that O.J. Simpson he would rather have O.J. Simpson as a neighbor than anyone else.
Well, I stand by that.
Okay.
I mean,
well, now, because
yes,
it would bring him back
right.
to life.
Mac
as I pointed out recently, the actual first episode was unairable.
Oh, because of audio.
The audio,
yes,
audio issues.
Oh,
was,
is that right?
We had to re-record it.
All the racial slurs. It was a lot. Yeah, no.
No, I do remember. We had audio issues for about 3 years, I believe. Right?
It's, look.
Mac, show historian, I'll have to go back and listen to this. Proud Patreon member of my own show. Robbie had a great Rob and Joe moment
the
time.
The greatest.
Episode 53, worth signing up Patreon just for that. Could you remember what that moment was?
I do.
Okay.
What was it, Robbie?
Is it something to do with what happened on Patreon tonight?
It was. I did a whole intro to the Kenny Rogers song Through the Years. It was our first anniversary episode.
Yes.
Robbie
would put together these anniversaries, these best of, these snippets. I mean, they were like top notch
and then,
professionally, incredibly done.
The thing that Mac is really referring to is the song parody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the Mike Fanazzo song. Yes,
and Ed Van Arsdale says it best. It's not goodbye. It's see you later. You're going to be on the show. If something happens in your life, something incredible, you reconnect with a woman that happens to, I don't know, work at a gas station you hooked up with, and you go, we gotta talk about this. You will be on.
Do you have a favorite Robbie moment?
Oh, I thought about doing this, and then I lost track of time. I was going to get Tommy do an impression of Tammy Reinhardt and act like we had her on the show.
We got Reinhardt, guys.
But Mac had texted me, please let Robbie know I will listen to his Mona Lisa, the Mike Fanazzo song, in his honor before the show. My favorite Robbie moments are generally, well, first of all, I don't know how we did this. So we got in this conversation about the best fried chicken.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Robbie would just go up to black people in like some mall and interview them and say, do you like Popeyes or KFC?
Yes.
I did a remote where I asked people which.
You know why? Because Robbie.
Yeah, what was the winner?
Robbie, do you remember the winner, Robbie?
Popeyes.
I believe that.
It's the only right answer.
I don't think it was important.
Popeyes. Honestly, it wasn't.
You know what the winner was? Race relations.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember a lot of it had to do with Robbie, because, you know, what happens is Robbie will get an opinion, and it's hard to change.
Yes. You're snapping turtle on to some stances about stuff.
Yeah. So, like, for example, the Big Lebowski is always one where it's like, you know, he won't give it a second chance. But for some reason, Robbie thinks Chick-fil-A is mediocre.
Yes. That's how that started.
The actual food, not
right,
the restaurant.
I know. And you can't really,
he loves the ambiance.
You're not going to sway him.
No.
And I think this was for him. He wanted to get a, no, I'm going to ask, I guess, you know, I'm going to ask the authorities.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, he did the right thing. I remember when Robbie had Netflix, when you have to get the videos, the DVDs delivered.
Was that during the tumultuous period where they were thinking about splitting into two companies, Netflix and Flixster? Remember that nightmare where Netflix almost went away?
Is Flixster what Netflix is now?
It's Netflix is just Netflix where it's all streaming. There's no more envelopes, but when they decided to go, we're going to have a streaming service, and that's going to be called Netflix.
Okay, Netflix
is
what's going to be the streaming.
But Flixster is going to be, you'll still get the things in the mail, and everybody got confused, and they backed off.
Well, no,
like 6 months
Robbie, at this point now, you could stream it.
Yeah.
And Robbie was, no, I like this way.
Robbie,
I promise you.
I
like to go to my mailbox,
Robbie
get
is
the
in,
DVD, walk out in the cold.
Hell yeah.
I'm like the last person to
that's
get
what I'm
saying.
Robbie is like the guy, the last guy.
That and TiVo.
The day before Blockbuster said, all right, I guess we can't do this anymore. Robbie is the last guy to say, no, as long as you're doing this. Robbie, did you continue to try to do it until they said, hey, look, we can't do this anymore?
No, I did give up after a while.
Do you know what a famous comedian did that and even tells a bit about this on stage? Ron Funches famously said he got the inside track from a friend of his at some Dayton, Ohio Blockbuster that, hey, the light's going out in here forever. Rent every GameCube game you can. We ain't going to come looking for him. Mm-hmm. And he went in there and rented a bunch. His brother went in there and rented a bunch. His friends did. And they had like their biggest sales day of the year. And then 2 days later, they shut it down, chained the doors.
Genius. Those guys owned all the GameCubes.
Ariel says, will we still hear about the wedding? We
of course.
Will, right, Robbie?
Well,
yes.
We still have the bet pending.
Yes, after Joe attends my wedding, I'm sure he'll want me to come on to talk about
that. Yeah, well, definitely.
But in terms
you
of
said Joe attends my wedding.
Remember,
what does that mean?
Justin and I are still not invited.
That means Justin and Rob aren't invited?
We're not going.
I think it's going to be a very, very, very small.
This keeps happening to
okay,
the other
going.
People.
If Mac Berkson flew up, would you invite him?
If Mac tells me he really wants to come, he can come.
But you two can fuck up.
I don't think he's going to be flying up from Florida.
I don't know.
But let me give you another revelation. In terms of my future involvement, Mimi and I have been having serious discussions about what concept we could put together for our own Patreon show.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We would 100%
yes.
Air
go
that.
On. Yes.
And I would love to, I'd love your guys' input. I'd love your guys' input because mainly I just want it to be just to get her to tell her stories and do her because she tells stories and she does the impressions of the people in the story.
Give us the elevator pitch on this thing. I love the answer is already yes. Obviously, it's more content. It's people that we love, people that the listeners love. So give me the elevator pitch on what a Robbie Mimi podcast is.
I don't really have a concept, just that I know I want to somehow get her talking and her telling her stories with doing the impressions.
Show
of
name,
the story.
Mimi, myself, and I.
Oh, nice.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty good.
Something
I like that.
Placeholder.
Now, some of my favorite Robbie stories, though, are, again, about the relationships. The girl that you, at Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
you were dating
an old timer.
Was she Persian? Where was she from?
The one you're referring to was from Israel.
Okay.
Okay.
And you decided, because I had recently come back from Afghanistan, telling jokes, and I was told there that they have. Was it Man Love Friday?
I think it was Man Love Thursday.
Man Love Thursday, where it's, again, homosexuality is a sin. That's the dating and loving a man. But just fucking them.
You're allowed to do that.
It's allowed
just
on Thursday.
On Thursday.
That's not make it weird. It's a Thursday
best boy's
thing.
Ass.
Absolutely.
It's getting your needs met on the road.
And then you decided that at Thanksgiving, a little low the conversation. You know what? please pass the potatoes. And
it was actually,
I have
it was
a story.
Actually, it was actually Christmas.
Okay. Oh, wow. I was way wrong.
And her whole family was of Middle Eastern descent. They were Palestinian. Now, none of them lived there anymore, but they took offense to my
weird.
No,
weird.
Retelling. I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't have to be Palestinian that might not like hearing about that.
I'm bummed that concept's never made its way across the internet. Honestly.
Maybe that could be the name of your podcast.
I do. People already say, Mac Burton's already said, Man Love Thursday.
Yes.
Dave Dennis says he wants it to be called Tales from the Beanbag. Yeah.
Yes, Mimi Love Thursday.
Yeah, well, remember that same Christmas that Robbie's discussing, that girl gave him a TiVo.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No.
He gave her a TiVo.
Right. Her a TiVo.
And then, I guess serendipitously, his TiVo broke, and he goes, "Hey, that TiVo."
You forgot a big part of it.
Go ahead.
She dumped me shortly thereafter.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And I also learned from the Rob and Joe show and Robbie's love of TiVo that there was a secret 15-second or 30-second jump with the remote
15-second advance.
A 15-second advance. I showed that to my dad, who also had a TiVo, and you know who I told him told me? I said, I figured it out myself.
Hey, I can tell you now.
I fully took credit for it. Blew my dad's mind.
You know how we talk about Robbie and his Netflix? I'll bet you, don't answer, I'll bet you Robbie still has a TiVo.
An external, non-Comcast DVR.
Yes. If I were to bet my life, I would bet that he does.
I'll bet he has it, but it's not hooked up.
No.
Do you still have the TiVo unit?
I have two. I actually have three. But one of them don't have.
There's 10 in existence in the world. Bobby, he has a third of them.
What are you
hoarding them for?
Is the service that they, is it still, oh, that's right, because you could get a lifetime service.
He did get the lifetime, yes.
And of course, it travels with that TiVo. So once that TiVo goes tits up, that's
out.
It.
Yeah. Correct. But, you know, it's funny that you bring this up because Howard Stern just this week.
Oh, boy.
Talked about using TiVo, and he got so shit on.
You and Howard are so alike. Now, what about the time that you fired your housekeeper and then you followed her to her house?
Yeah.
He waited outside.
What? Because
tell me that.
Yes.
Follow her.
Okay, you do tell it correctly.
No, he didn't follow her. He went to her house till she woke up.
He waited for 2 hours outside the parking lot.
She invited me to come. That's the first
one. Oh, okay.
But I went like a half an hour
early.
Let
me clean those
balls. Because I knew she was going to avoid me.
Yes, yeah.
Because
she
wasn't doing a good job or something?
No, she quit. Okay. And then I said, okay, great. I want my key back. And I prepaid you for the last service. I'd like that check back. And she was like, okay, no problem. And I waited. I didn't hear from her. I said, I work real close to where you live. I knew her address because I would mail her a check. And she said, okay, yeah, you can come by. I said, what time would you want me to come by? She said, 7:30. So I showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning and sat outside and waited for her. And, and I'm telling you, 7:25, she was darting out of the house with her kids, and I walked over to her car, and she looked like she was going to drop dead when she saw
me. Oh, she thought she was being attacked.
How much money are we talking about, Robbie?
It was like $150.
All right. Okay. That's worth tracking down something. Yeah. No, I get that.
Then he dated that woman who only spoke Chinese.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Hall & Oates concert.
She was great.
She recorded the entire thing.
That's
on her
right.
Phone. Yeah.
And then you had to fly to Taiwan to go to the hospital and watch her dad die.
Yeah, no, you're leaving something out. when the girl recorded the entire Hall & Oates concert, she didn't watch it. She watched it through her phone.
Through her phone the entire time.
And then I go, when's she ever going to watch that? And Robbie goes, she watched it on the way home.
She watched it on the way home.
Couldn't get it
off. God. Yeah. Hey, one of my favorite moments as a listener, real quick, was, and it's not a particular moment, but it was just a Robbie character trait. RIP, Jeremy Woodworth, love you, miss you. But before we knew that we were going to lose that sweet angel as early as we did, it was when he would just bombard this show with music.
And you hated it.
And it had to go through Robbie to make its way to air. So he was always the canary in the coal mine for however the song would go, Insurance Man, all the other ones. And just the palpable disgust when you two had to crowbar the song out of him to be played.
Yes.
I always knew I was going to laugh at whatever goofiness that Jeremy whipped together. But then hearing every now and then, if you really listen with the volume up, you'd hear in the background, you'd hear an audible in the background. And I would laugh. I would wait for Robbie's disgust. I always loved that.
If I can jump back for a second, you guys were talking about all my exes and those adventures. That was one of Mimi's concepts. She said, let's talk about our exes.
Oh, dude.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Is there?
Katie's got a great story about hers. We call him the fire hydrant.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that. But your exes, Robbie, is there? Would you be out? You have content, basically limitless content.
Yes.
If you're already talking about your exes.
Between the two of us, we certainly did.
Oh, really? Yeah. She had a bunch of boyfriends as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did she do this? Did she date a woman for 3 years, break up on Sunday, and get on the app Sunday night?
I've never asked her that.
Did she ever break up with a
boyfriend? That would be something I would ask her on the podcast.
Okay. For the most minor of ailments. Something.
Yes.
Did he have a
tummy? Did you cough? Yeah. Did you cough?
Did you say you got a tummy ache? Go get your toothbrush out of my bathroom.
Is she aware that she better not get sick? Is Mimi? Does Mimi know?
I always loved Robbie's his love making playlists. He was
a
lot of care with those.
You curated those the other night.
Do you have an update? What's the newest song?
Are you still burning CDs, Robbie?
No.
What's the newest song on your playlist? The most recent.
I haven't added.
Is there one from 2000s?
No, I haven't added anything in a long time.
What's on the most recent one that you just played?
It was some Marvin Gaye.
Oh, okay. You can't get wrong with the classics.
Yeah. I do love that playlist that's going around right now. It's all the question songs that Marvin Gaye wrote, and the name of the song is Marvin Gaye's Stupid Ass. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, no, it's all his protest songs.
He has no idea.
None of the lovemaking.
Did you guys know that Cyndi Lauper recorded What's Going On in the 80s?
That sounds awful.
She did?
It's horrible.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, now Robbie will still be involved in the murder mystery and all that stuff. It's not like he's disappearing.
Do
you
also remember
ecosystem?
The ecosystem's a great way to put it. The DLP universe, you are still a pretty big planet floating around in it.
Max got a good one.
I remember a sex injury. I seem to remember you
hurt
yourself.
Right.
Oh,
that's
I forgot
one,
about
Justin.
That.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I ripped the foreskin.
Yes. You tore your dick. You were throwing back shots with such vigor.
Yes.
That you tore.
And such frequency.
That's right. It was the amount of times in a day with such rigorous pounding. You tore your penis.
Beat it up.
What about, and I believe this was on, you were going to say something, Rob, go ahead.
No, Max said, how about when someone offered Robbie $10,000 for his cat and Robbie rejected
it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
that's
God,
right.
Really?
That was I think it was a doctor. Am I right, Robbie?
It wasn't a legitimate offer, he goes, but he fell in love with my cat. And he was a doctor. He was a gynecologist, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
OBGYN.
Pussy joke.
They're going to come and chat any second. I would have not given up my cat for $10,000.
But he just said, would you consider, you know, giving up this cat? And I was like, no, no, I couldn't do that. And rest in peace. He just recently.
Oh, oh no.
No. Wait, sorry. The cat or the doctor?
Yeah. That 10 grand, $10,000 would have been worth 35 if you'd invested it correctly. Yeah,
the doctor is alive and well in California now.
Did your cat die, Robbie? When did that happen?
About 6 weeks ago or something.
Oh, jeez. Oh, okay. And why didn't you bring it up? You thought we'd make fun of it?
No, I just didn't think
you know,
Mike,
the anniversary
funny.
Of my cat's death was yesterday. I even have it in my phone. Aww. Indy passing away, that's 2019.
Sorry for
your
loss.
I consider that Justin might care, me. But yeah. I didn't think it would be very funny.
Ariel writes, she ordered a caramel cheesecake milkshake and a chicken Caesar wrap off of DoorDash in honor of you.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
That's probably
you better put it in that bucket.
$56.
Yeah, put it
in the Robbie box. Had a DoorDash bucket that he wrote that just for the food, and they would never put it in there.
Robbie also had some neighbor disputes. Do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes, didn't you? Like, they were running down license plates or something, and they were illegally parked or something?
Yes.
You called the DMV.
Well, they have 15 cars over there, and they have one that the guy's literally been working on for like 9 years.
It takes time.
Yeah.
And it's never done. And he parked it on the street. Of course, it didn't have any. He parked it in front of my house, in fact. And it didn't have. It didn't have updated registration
you
or anything.
You didn't check the license.
So I'm like, well, that's
tax.
You can't have that on the street.
This
you
is
can't,
2
not
weeks.
Not in my neighborhood.
No, sir. Not in front of my house.
Robbie's like the equalizer for like minor little things like that.
Oh, yeah.
He has the clock thing. Yeah. 43 seconds. So I'll
remember when
two.
Robbie one. Entered his dog in the beautiful dog competition,
yes.
And it didn't place, but there were only... four dogs,
yes.
And three of them
yeah.
play all
it
place.
Didn't
yeah.
make the podium.
That's
and then,
brutal.
And then his girlfriend at the time got pissed off because he didn't put the bandana on it.
Yes.
That's now, so that would have been the difference.
Wasn't there a great Robbie story of you guys went to an Eagles concert and they threw a guitar pick or a towel or something?
No, no,
and he,
no,
like,
no.
Elbowed some girl out of the way.
No,
and
no.
It. Mine.
Robbie went to see Billy Joel.
Okay.
And Billy Joel threw his towel into the audience.
Yes.
And Robbie grabbed one half, and a 14-year-old girl grabbed the other half, and he fucking yanked that shit away from
mine.
Her. Meanwhile, yes. I asked him where it was. He certainly has thrown it out.
Right.
It's a towel.
Yeah, and Billy Joel definitely looked up at me with disgust.
Oh, my. Well, Robbie, you're
he's like,
continue.
Honestly?
Really? Okay, bottle of wet, bottle of an asshole.
Yeah.
That
I
made no
caught
sense.
Up in the moment.
Okay. I was trying to do a Billy
up
Joel song.
Cow girl.
Too.
Yeah. Well, dude, you'll still be a part of the show, obviously. You're going to be at all the Die Laughing productions that you can make. But again, everybody's life is getting busier. This thing's expanding outward. And we need someone that not betrothed to anybody, not a homeowner. We're going to maybe even, you know, shackle this yoke to Stambo maybe if he feels like it. But, you know, the gig hasn't been given to anybody yet, but it will be given to someone. And then you can just kick your feet up and join us as needed. Let's take a quick break. Let's thank some people. Let's come back. I wouldn't mind talking a little bit more, Robbie. We got some other stuff to get into. We are the DLP Agenda.
10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Baltimore Underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as lawyers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus. When you've been wrong, you don't deserve second best. You don't deserve the B team. You deserve the very best. You deserve the A team. Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus. RiceLawMD.com. I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, it's Justin here for our friends at GRB Roofing. That's right, the roofing pros at GRB Roofing. You say to yourself, Justin, what's GRB stand for? And no one knows. Scientists, archaeologists, some of the greatest minds have studied it for centuries. And as much as we can surmise here on the DLP, it stands for GRB. Great. Really beautiful. Your roof, courtesy of GRB Roofing, is going to be great. It's going to be really beautiful. You're going to be the envy of all of your neighbors when you get it done. I want you to go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com. Or give them a call at 443-699-6192. These guys are incredible. 700-plus projects beautifully completed. 65 years of collective experience. And they want to help you. Commercial, residential, there's so much that they're capable of. And they work with all the best brands to give you the roof you so desire. So get out from under that old funky roof. It's falling apart, it's cracking, it's dripping, it's leaking, and get underneath a GRB roof. Go to grbroofing.com. That's grbroofing.com.
The DLP Agenda.
So anything else we can think of before we move on from the departure of Robbie? Robbie, without giving it away, how long had you been holding on, dying, to tell us the revelation from Patreon?
The truth is that up until last week, I hadn't ever considered revealing it.
Okay, wow. So it was at this point. You were going to take this to the grave.
It floored me, Robbie.
This... Do you know when we got done?
This is a 13-year-old secret.
Do you know when we got done with the podcast? Rob went and paced around the back deck.
Yeah, it brought back some memories.
He was sweating.
I have to.
Katie's eyes got wide. She barely put down her artichoke. Rob paced around. She's up.
Justin and I were fine.
Yeah, we were good. Totally fine.
No, it was good. But yeah, it was. So you weren't ever going to reveal what you did until, you know,
on your deathbed.
Events.
Deathbed.
Yeah, I mean...
He was going to give it to Mac in his will. That secret.
I'm not going to be here anymore. This is the time.
Wow.
Well,
amazing.
I'm interested in how Robbie would react to the story I'm about to tell. Because, you know, I asked some people afterwards. I'm just going to tell you what happened. And I'm still annoyed by it, but I'm not as annoyed as I was the day of. So, Katie and I went last Thursday to Vin 909. I think it's the best restaurant in Annapolis.
Yeah,
right.
Nice.
If you take everything into consideration, price, food, everything, you're not going to find a better restaurant. They just put out their new, a brand new menu. I don't know if they're spring menu or summer menu, whatever.
Yeah, it's like
brand
cyclical for the
new
the
menu, right? And matter of fact, our waiter said that they came in early and everybody tried every dish.
Nice.
Okay. And Katie and I are lucky enough because it's crowded. I go, why is it so crowded? It's because of this. So,
gotcha.
We have something called pappardelle and peas. I guess that's pappardelle. It's a Italian, I guess, meat, right?
All right. Okay.
And we have this thing, and it's a pasta. They have small plates, so it's like maybe, you know, 3-4 bites each. But it's pasta, and it's salty, and it has garlic in it. It has this meat in it, whatever that is, and it has the peas in it. I taste this thing. It's the best fucking thing I ever ate.
Okay.
It's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Wow.
Fucking love it. Matter of fact, the next day, I go, hey, let's go get one to go.
You could eat it every day.
Oh, my God. So fucking good, this dish. So as we're eating it, and Katie and I are fucking just going, you know.
Going in.
We can't stop talking about this, right? This table next to us, they sit down. They start looking at the menu. I say, hey, I just want you to know something. We just got the pappardelle and peas. It's the best thing I ever had. The lady goes, we'll keep it in mind.
No, soldier. Thank you. Anyways, Roger, you were saying the yacht we take delivery this weekend.
Yes, fucking bitch.
Wow. Maybe she's a vegetarian.
Okay. Then that's what you say. Oh, my gosh. That looks delicious. I'm a vegetarian. Maybe he'd be interested. Whatever. Yes, that's fine. But here's the deal. She said, we'll keep it in mind. But she said it, and I didn't quite catch it. But I was still talking to the husband or boyfriend who was fine, and I kept talking about it. She said it again. She's fucking said it twice.
Okay, hold on. You recommend it.
Yes.
She says, we'll keep it in mind. You keep talking about it.
Yeah, because I was kind of talking to the guy, and she said, I'm like, did she just say she'll keep it in mind? I wasn't quite sure exactly what she said, but I was sure the second time when she said it. So essentially, she's like, nobody tells me what to eat.
Yeah.
Was it that, or she just doesn't want to have a conversation with anybody
But
else?
That, I didn't get that vibe, which, by the way, if I did, I would immediately turn around and not have a conversation with these people. But
is
listen,
Katie team you or team her? Or she...
Well, Katie's part of the conversation.
Okay.
Normally, she's like, Joe, stop talking to the other tables, right? A la Gramps, just stay in your own, with your own
stay
group.
Stay in the bubble, the little social bubble we have.
Right, but in this case, I'm like, hey, I want to share this with people. You know, there's a brand new menu.
They might not
know to get it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, and I'm telling you right now, if somebody said to me, this is the best thing I've ever had, and they tell me the next table, I'm fucking getting it. I'm getting it.
I mean, that is high praise. The
of
best
course,
thing you've ever had.
Of course. Of course. Now, maybe it's not the best thing I've ever had. But it was
pretty
delicious.
Pretty clearly you're saying it
was a fucking delicious. Mm. We always grade things.
Get one and maybe split it between the two. You'll get the thing you were going to maybe get anyways, but get one and split.
Right. It's you know, they're small plates.
Ariel says maybe she wanted the chicken tenders.
Maybe.
Well, what's funny is that then we go out to dinner. I think it was the next day. We went to Sailor Oyster Bar with Jack and Jason and their spouses.
Yeah.
And I ask them. And, of course, Jason's like, I would never get it. right? Because he's that kind of guy.
Right, yeah.
But Jack's like, no, of course. If somebody says it's the best thing I've ever had, I'd get it. Then I told the same story at this Kentucky Derby party. Same thing. People are like, I wouldn't get it.
Because
what, are you out of your way?
Just to,
why?
Just to push back against
what are
someone?
You, such a fucking villain?
Well, no.
Is it
I get
contrarian?
It. If,
don't
if,
tell me what to do.
No. Because now if I get it, now you're going to be asking, huh, is it good? And now what if I don't, what if I think it's okay? What if I don't like it? What if I'm, it's just, it's overrated.
Simple.
But now, now we have to have this conversation, and now that would stress me out.
It,
that now
it can be a little stressful.
You're going to now ask me what I think of it.
Right.
And that was, yes. I don't want that.
Isn't
I thought
there
that
more
was going to be
stress?
A follow-up.
Like, they were going to watch you. You were going to watch them eat it. Like,
yes.
Like, what do you think? What do
you
would?
Think? They're going to take a bite. You're going to be looking over.
Yeah,
that would have.
That's true. But I was also looking order when they didn't fucking get it.
Yes. What's the opposite of that? They ordered
yeah, right.
That one.
That's what I mean. If they're going to feel uncomfortable, then I'm going to ask them how it was. They're sure as hell going to be uncomfortable if they don't order the thing I just said was the best thing I ever had.
Ariel had a pretty good idea. What if I go order this tomorrow night and I'll eat it on Twitch?
That's a great
fuck
idea.
Yeah,
I'll
do
eat
it.
The, oh,
yes.
How much was it? It was like
it's like $17.
Oh, okay, it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
that.
It's not,
okay.
not
no,
yeah.
I'm rich. There's people in here who go, like Ariel said, maybe I wanted the chicken tenders. Ed Van Arsdale. These people wanted left alone, not a lecture from a doddering old foo. Max is so true. They probably think his taste buds are old and tired.
But Katie also said Max the same thing.
What if I don't like peas? I do like a nice snow pea.
Van Arsdale, best turd I've ever eaten. Thanks, Grandpa. Time to get back to the home.
I'll get to go tomorrow. I think they probably would have left. Also, what if those two were there to like? To like break up.
I didn't get that vibe.
Okay.
I didn't. Look,
that's true.
They didn't, when they engaged us, they didn't seem like people who were like, we don't want to be bothered. They didn't feel that way.
Like, you know, for a fact, this happened to me a month or so back that Mudge and I went to dinner to figure some stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
And we ran into Katie and all of us. And they were wanting to smoke and joke, and Katie was being the absolute angel that she is. And her friends are talking about the, you know, lemon Earl Grey tea, and meanwhile, we're at the table having a real come to Jesus between the two of us. About
you're both
stuff.
Crying.
Well, I mean, we're both just like we'll talk in the car. We'll talk in the fucking car. Like you can't tell what their day was like.
Mm.
So who knows what was leading up
yeah,
to it?
Yeah, it's possible. Look, like I said, if it was me and somebody said that, 100%, I would get it. Or I'd make a joke, right?
Mm.
I'd be like, God, well, I guess I have to get it now. I'd make a joke or whatever, or I'd say, listen, whatever you said, I'm not going to look, but if it has onions in it, I'm letting you know I'm not getting it. Like, there's things I could say, but I'll keep it in mind. Fuck off. I'll keep it in mind.
It's not just what you say, but how you say it. Exactly. What was the timber? What was the immediate look away?
Oh,
it sounds like there could have been
the second time
eye roll.
I heard it. The second time I heard, because the first time I wasn't quite
it,
sure what I heard.
You didn't say anything afterwards.
But the second time you said, I'll keep it in mind, I'm like, okay. By the way, you know what you're keeping in mind when you look at a menu that has 12 things on it? Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything's kept in
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, it's not a diner menu.
You're reading down the menu.
Vin 909
what if
is
they
like,
ordered 11 things?
The only thing they didn't order.
Yeah. We'd like everything except the parpadelli and peas, please.
By the way, 100% they did not order it. They didn't order.
They did not
no.
order.
No, they did not order.
God,
did.
They should have just ordered it and spit it up. What is this? Is this
yeah.
piss?
Yeah. I'll keep you in mind, bitch.
Now there are things. I would even say this. You recommend something before I look. I'm a super taster, which I am. I can't eat. You know, I don't like peppers. I don't like
what's
onions.
A super taster?
I don't like
fresh.
You have a really what's the word? Sensitive. Yeah. Your taste buds.
Can
like,
you
you're
eat?
A, I've never. You're a super taster.
I am a super taster.
Are you time blind?
I'm not time blind.
That's a Patreon.
Listen to Patreon.
Do you
I
have
am
a
super bird? It's a blade. It's super taster.
I can't eat cilantro.
I was just about to say cilantro. You and Steve Huber
yep.
are both super tasters.
Super
do you know about this with the cilantro conundrum?
I'm typing down super taster.
Cilantro is the litmus test if you're a super taster or not. I can eat cilantro. Can you eat cilantro on food?
Yes, I can.
Okay. To people like Joe, apparently it's the way your taste buds are shaped. Huber
yeah.
told me all about this.
Oh, he's a super
Steve
taster,
Huber
too?
Huber is a friend of ours.
We need to have him on.
Station. Can't have him on. Works for a rival station. But this guy's a gourmand. He loves to eat. Mm-hmm. He'll eat anything. Mm-hmm. He'll eat escargot. He'll crunch on the shells, but he can't do cilantro.
Yeah.
To him, it tastes like soap.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's the worst
yes.
thing you've ever tasted.
Yeah.
And to people like us, our palate is shaped in such a way.
But I love soap.
I got you eat the shit. Have an Irish Spring. You're just sitting there smacking.
Had a filthy mouth when he was a kid.
Yeah, he doesn't brush his teeth. He just bites soap. So, but you, people that think cilantro's brutal, like, also, can you drink IPA beers?
No.
People that don't like cilantro rarely drink an IPA.
Well, you don't drink any
He's
beer.
The same.
No, but I like a Guinness. You know,
No, I get that. It's IPA can be a bit
one time
some that I don't like as well.
I remember this is back in a previous marriage. I was eating a taco. Mm. I said, there's onions in this. She goes, no, there's not. I go, yeah, there is. She goes over to the taco seasoning, like the sixth ingredient, onion powder.
Yes. Well, that's a standard in most taco seasoning.
But there's not chunks of like big white onion in the
thing. So even in the seasoning, because I think every taco is made with seasoning that has onion
and I can eat that, but an onion I can suss out.
And Ariel had a pretty great idea for a show title with a double meaning.
Yeah.
I'll keep you in mind, bitch. Farewell to Robin. I'll keep you in mind.
Pretty good.
I like it. I'll do it. So tomorrow on Twitch, twitch.tv/Justin98Rock, I was going to get back into the eating. I've got these shockingly long phallic-looking peppers I found from Trader Joe's. It was going to be a crunchy theme stuff, a lot of ASMR crunching into the microphone.
I like a good crunch.
I like a nice loud crunch. Mm-hmm. I'll turn that volume up real loud. I've got some stuff that's actually going to be delicious to eat, but I think I'm going to go to Vin 909 and get this to go.
Yes.
And eat it on Twitch.
Now, you got to time it, my friend, okay?
It
can't be sitting too
that's
long,
difficult.
Okay?
I go on at 7.
Okay.
So I could probably get it picked up 6:30,
yeah.
Get home, get eating immediately to not have to reheat it at all.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not going to be fresh like at the
plate.
It's
okay, you're still, it's salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh God.
What type
so
of pasta
good.
Is it?
It's a thick noodle, like that thick.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that thick, right? I don't know
like a thick noodle.
I don't know what that is.
Thick noodle.
We call it the Sabazo noodle.
It's a noodle that I knife and forked it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't, you can't spiral it up.
Like it's a big Midwestern noodle.
Exactly, yeah. It's like a steak fry of noodles or whatever. Yeah, it was a big, fat, thick noodle.
All right.
What if you're not going to dislike it, obviously, but like, what if you're just like,
it's okay. Now I'll tell you. You'll watch live on Twitch. What do I think?
Yeah.
Don't tell him. I'm going to turn his headphones out. I'm just going to buy a can of Chef Boyardee. And I'm like, this is fucking.
What did he say?
Nothing. I'm talking about this next segment we're talking about.
Just put some frozen peas in there.
Hey, before we get to, we should spend the last chunk of this. Oh my God, what happened to Katie?
Yeah.
Before we take a break and do a little tease for what we got going on Patreon. Robbie, getting back to you in a second. When I was sort of drunk tweeting the group on Friday night last week, the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival is going on right now. It's 10 days, the 2nd of May through the 10th or 12th of May. They've taken over all of Los Angeles. Every club, every venue. Shane Gillis has sold out the Kia Forum. Tony Hinchcliffe has got to Kill Tony there. And a big anchor for this thing was John Mulaney, Baby J, New Kid in Town. I love his comedy specials, SNL writer. He has his own late night live talk show. John Mulaney presents Everybody's in LA. Basically playing off the fact that any comedian from any market, anywhere, they've all packed into LA. The roast of Tom Brady was a big anchor point for this thing. And I like John Mulaney. And I read that he's going to do his own version of a late night talk show. It's going to have Stavros Halkias and Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow.
And I'm good. Well, this is must-see TV for me. A, our connection to Stavi. B, it's Seinfeld. He's going to have, oh, God, Robbie, who was his Ed McMahon on there?
It was that actor.
Bingman something? I'm not saying it right. Tillman? The minute you see the guy, like, oh, I've seen him in 100 things. But the gist of this thing was, it was going to be turning the late night show on its head. And it's going to start like a regular show. It's going to have a monologue. And the monologue about Los Angeles, I thought, was very, very funny. And then he brings out this guy about coyotes. And they get into coyotes. And
he's at like a couch and a
he has a
table.
Couch. Also. It looks like a late night talk show. It's in front of a live crowd. And by the way, it's live streaming on Netflix. Netflix does not do a lot of live stuff. This is live. They're getting into the live game.
Yeah, when I heard that Tom Brady thing was going to be live, I was like, I didn't know they ever did anything live.
The first
live
one
before.
They did was the Chris Rock special.
Was that
Chris
right?
Chris Rock special, first thing they did live. So they have this guy come in. They talk about coyotes. And
so
it's
he's
not
like a real guest.
Like a real guest.
It's not like, okay.
And then Jerry Seinfeld comes out. And Jerry Seinfeld immediately is just like, the fuck am I doing here?
Oh.
And it never gets off
the
ground.
He thought that would be funny, or he might have really been like that, but he thought it was going
to
work.
How much did you pay attention to Carlin his last few years before he passed away? His last couple specials, HBO.
Yeah, they were.
He was fucking miserable.
Yeah, they were not.
Unwatchably miserable. Sorry, I get it, he's a legend, but by the end,
yeah.
George Carlin was just so miserable and angsty and morose. So,
and then he died.
And then he dies.
Richard Kind,
thank you. The minute you see Richard Kind, like, I've seen that guy in 1,000 things. He always plays a goofy principal or an overbearing dad. Big, big, large, ogre-ish looking MF-er.
So, oh, yeah, everybody knows
you've
that
seen
guy.
Him
yeah,
in
he's
a
on
ton
Curb.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
He's on Curb. So then they cut to this pre-recorded bit where five comics were going to go buy a house. It was like a House Hunters thing. And it was Stavros, Natasha Leggero, Earthquake, a couple of other people. And it was them going through a house, and they're just kind of riffing.
Did it work?
Not really. And then
not
they had
a
rival group, Robbie, that they came and they were going to put a bid on the house after they went through it and they riffed on this weird house.
Who was
out the
next
valley.
Group?
It was, Robbie, who was it? It was a few people I'd never heard of. George, was it George Wallace?
Yeah, George Wallace was one of them.
George Wallace was the big one. And
they just assumed if you throw the people in a room, it's just going to work.
You're going to get some magic. And it didn't work.
Yeah.
And it's not going great.
They didn't put an ounce of thought into
There's
it.
They shot from the hip the way you think you can with a Curb Your Enthusiasm, except you're dealing with the best improv troupe in the world.
Yeah,
so you're going to get...
This is a win for writers.
This is a win for writers. Yeah. That's a great way to
but
put
usually
it.
Usually they can edit it in a way that...
But it's live. You
know, oh, it's live.
Well, no, this show is live.
Okay, yeah.
But
okay,
this is
bit.
Pre...
Yeah, gotcha. You figure they would be able to do that.
So if that's what they got,
yeah.
How bad was it?
Yes,
this was
you're
the
right,
high
yeah.
point.
One of them was seriously considering buying the house.
Yeah.
They had serious questions.
Well, here's the big gag.
What's the HOA fee?
What's the school system?
The show, the house was up for $1.6 million, and one group was going to offer $1.7 million, and the other group was going to offer $2,500.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to head back to the studio now. It ends on this dull fucking butt, and Seinfeld is like, what is this?
Well, does he shit on it for real?
Robbie, how many times did Seinfeld shit on the show during the course of it?
A handful of times he definitely said, I don't know what this is.
What are we doing?
Now,
Mulaney looks uncomfortable. Have you gone back and watched the rebroadcast? Have you seen how much of Seinfeld they cut out of it?
Oh, really?
Oh,
that
really?
They're like, he shit
and
all over.
And this is the first of five straight
this
nights?
This is the first of six nights.
Jeez.
That was literally the only funny moment when Seinfeld was shitting on the show.
So Justin, you didn't like that though, right?
It was, no, he was shitting on it, but it deserved to be shit on, but try and bring it up.
Right.
Try and do something.
Yeah. That your job is to make it funny.
You make it funny. Yeah. I can't stand when a comedian goes, oh, I guess that didn't work. Oh, that's just for me. Well, the people that did like it, say 100 people in the audience, I've made this point before, 90 of them didn't like it, but 10 did. You didn't get those 90 back. You just went and lost the 10.
That's a good point.
The other 10 are like, oh, well, I guess I'm dumb for liking it. Never mind. And now I'm going to be on guard. So instead of acknowledging how bad it's going, should have helped bring it up. Robbie, remember the phone calls they took?
Yes.
What the fuck? They started taking live calls.
Live phone calls.
And I don't think they screened them. They're horrendous. They're
something
worse
we
than,
would do.
They could have used Joe Stamboni.
Yes.
He screens those calls.
I'm telling you, they're worse than some of the calls we get on 98 when the person doesn't get the bit.
Yeah.
Or they've been holding on way too long. And then they cut to this segment where it's like, what is the denizens of L.A.? Robbie, explain the denizens of L.A., the crazy, colorful characters around town.
It didn't make any sense. They went nowhere.
What's the premise?
It showed a man. There was two of them.
Yeah.
It cut to a crazy guy who was fishing. And it's in this local.
It's an actual guy.
It's a guy. He's fishing in this inner city pond. He usually doesn't get anything. But that day, he caught something. All right, we're going to head back to the studio now. And let's talk to another one of these guys. And you know what he does? He puts up highway signs, advertisement signs. But on that day, when he was putting up this new billboard for something, he saw this cement truck back up into wet cement and got stuck and then to tow it out.
So they have
all
this...
right, let's head back to the studio. It goes fucking nowhere.
Wait, are those the real stories?
Yes.
So they have this collection of comedians that are all in town. It's already LA. You already have a talent pool.
You have.
And then you've quadrupled that talent pool.
Yeah.
It's like it's the NBA All-Star game and they're just having some guy
now
that can't play basketball.
Yeah,
Justin's description of it is more exciting than it was.
Now,
what did I compare it to, Robbie? A pretty infamous moment in television. I stand by.
Robbie's having sex with a beanbag chair?
No, that would be way more entertaining than this. This was on a level of the Al Capone's vault.
Yes, Geraldo.
Episode where everyone's going, what the fuck is this?
There was nothing in the comedy vault.
There was nothing. And then
didn't you say Stavros had a line that...
Stavros comes out finally. I'm like, yes, my boy's on stage with Stavros. Prior to that, not to jump ahead, he interviews R&B star, rapper, Kim Kardashian's co-host in the sex video, Ray J.
Yeah, big fish to get.
They're just talking about trying to, you know, save your money in your career and make sure you don't overspend.
That's nice. Okay. That's actually good advice.
It is good advice.
Robbie, was there anything redeemable about that Ray J interview?
It was so deadly dull. They didn't seem to have any kind of end to any topic.
There was nothing.
It was aimless.
Aimless. And finally, Stavros comes out. So you have Seinfeld, Ray J, Stavros. Stavros comes out. He makes this joke after Ray J gets up to leave. And goes, oh, man, this stage just lost about 10 inches worth of dick. Crickets.
No one laughs.
And I'm laughing.
That's a good line.
It's a fine line. Nothing. And Stavros goes, God damn, I guess you guys didn't like that. And you see Mulaney, like, panicking, like, looking off screen, going, okay, apparently Stavros' microphone isn't working. If we can get him, and he leans
now
in.
Now it's not going to work. You can't repeat it.
He goes into the coyote guy that's still been sitting there saying nothing. The coyote guy's just been sitting there. He leans in and, like, takes his lavalier mic, his little lapel mic, and goes, what I said was that the stage just lost 10 inches worth of dick. Crowd pops.
Okay.
They get him a stick mic. Seinfeld's, like, side-eyeing him, like, all right, who's this fuck? I'm like, maybe the only redeemable point, I'm not just saying that because he's our boy. Stavros looks at the group full of people up there and goes, you never guess on the stage who is the one that dealt with a debilitating coke addiction. Referencing Mulaney and all of his injuries. Gets a nice laugh. Fucking nothing from Seinfeld.
Well,
not even
Seinfeld looked like he wanted to leave.
And, you know,
Dave's saying the second episode was worse. Jesus.
How's that possible?
Yeah. How? This was one of the worst episodes of television. And what killed me, you could fucking tell Mulaney knew. Mulaney
when you know
he knew it wasn't working. Oh, good. I only have five more of these.
Much like that Stavros joke with Robbie leaving our podcast, we are also losing 10 inches of dick.
We're losing 10 inches of Robbie.
5'11".
Yes.
Hey, we have a little tease from Tommy Simbazo, News Story Time with Eric. In this episode, Tommy reveals that his sister ran away. Not like ran away like we all did as a kid for 2 hours. She was gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's not the story.
No.
That's just a little aside. This is a little taste him and Eric, you know, being who they are.
Enjoy.
My sister had these two friends that she would hang out with who is, fuck God, she looks like a wax. She looks like a wax statue that's been left in the car.
I mean, a girl named Glacken I don't imagine as being, ooh, damn.
I mean, she used to be a butterface, but now she's a butter everything. Like, now she's just butter.
I honestly, when you explained
her. She may be dead.
When you explained her, I can't believe she's not butter.
I think she may be dead.
You're listening to the DLP Agenda.
So I'm going to tell the story about what happened to Katie, but that's not really the focus of what I want
to
do here.
You revealed sort of the ending to this thing prior to the show's getting started tonight, and that you gave me 10 guesses how this area, the neighborhood, had reacted. I would not have guessed that.
So I'll try to tell this part quickly, but Katie was walking our dogs. When she was walking our dogs, a car pulled up to her, okay? And a guy rolled his window down but didn't speak right away. Okay, so it was already an uncomfortable length of time before, and she saw the guy looking in his rear view mirror.
Looking in the rear view, looking at her.
Look at her.
This is not a road you stop on, by the way.
No,
where you live, but this is a road, keep it moving. There's no places to pull over. There's
barely
a sidewalk.
She's on the sidewalk at this point. There's not, you know, you don't have a sidewalk until you get, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred yards out. And now she's there on the sidewalk, and this guy pulls, if you can even pull over on the road.
You can't just stop.
Rolls his window down, doesn't say anything. So she looks and she goes, can I help you? He goes, isn't there a yard sale here? And there's this house that sometimes has a yard sale. So that means he's familiar with this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, yeah, they have yard sales, but when it gets warm or whatever. Puts his flashers on. Starts looking back up in there. K- Katie starts getting spooked. He gets out of his car.
There's
no
place to park. This is
no.
Great.
He's coming around the car. She's going, come on. She starts taking off. She runs the other direction. A car starts coming. The guy gets back in his car, speeds away. Katie goes to the very next house, goes up there, knocks on the door, says, I'm so sorry. Somebody, because we know those people just because we've seen them out. But, hey, and she explains what happened to him. They said, no problem. The guy walks her back to her house. This is what happens, okay? A little bit later, I walk to that house where they have those yard sales, okay? And they have a camera out there.
They got
there.
A Ring camera.
Not some, a Ring camera.
But a security
like,
camera
yeah, security
probably leading
camera.
To some footage.
So I knock on the door, and I hear, like, through that camera, hello? I go, yeah, hi, I'm your neighbor. They never came out, right? Okay. They were all so scared.
Right? Intercom.
I'm talking to this camera or
this
whatever.
This guy's a fucking menace.
I said, hey, my wife, and I explained what happened, and I was just wondering if you guys have a video of any. She goes, well, it sits at about 10 o'clock, and it's activated by motion, so maybe I do. I'll look at it. Give me your number, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay? She sends me a text that they didn't have it.
Okay.
But that her husband saw the interaction.
He witnessed it happening in real time.
She goes, no. He goes, I saw that. Now, by the way, why aren't you running out of your house to help or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But he said he saw it happen. That guy even left me a voicemail, right? So it was.
What was his
angle on
it?
Yeah.
Essentially, he described to me exactly what Katie described. Like, it looked really.
Seemed off.
It looked way off.
Yeah.
And why he was getting out of his car and walking around his car to get to Katie and then hustling back, because Katie ran. She ran away. All right. So I'm like, well, she's like, should I put this on the community message board?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, yeah, of course you should put it on the community
message
board.
I had a really odd interaction.
She went over to her sister-in-law's house. They live about a mile down the road. And her sister-in-law really encouraged her to put this on the community message board in order to make sure that people know that this happened. So
she describes the car and all that.
Well, she doesn't describe the car. We'll talk about that, because she doesn't want this person to and so she doesn't say where she lives and she doesn't, but what she does say, she said, hey, I had an awkward interaction with somebody on the street. We know you're just trying to be friendly, but, you know, remember, if you're a single woman by yourself early in the morning, you might feel uncomfortable. I had a very awkward incident. I can provide the details. I'm not comfortable doing it here, but if you want to direct message me, I'll tell you exactly what happened.
So she didn't give the specifics. So I'm just saying, hey, a thing happened. I'd love to make you aware, but nothing to triangulate.
But, right, exactly. She didn't want to say where she lives. She didn't want to say this thing. She then hit send. She proceeds to get drugged by this community. I mean,
Katie.
Oh my God! It's the comments
dragged.
Are like, yeah. "What? Yeah, we can't be." Yes, not drugged. She was going
to
be drugged.
Yeah, she was about to
and
be.
Said she was dragged. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They go, "You what? We can't say hi to each other anymore." I really need more information. This sounds like, what do you mean creepy? That's subjective. Maybe they were just being normal. Maybe you're overly sensitive. And they start taking Katie out.
They start blaming the possible. Did she think at any point going, okay, MFers, here's exactly what happened.
Well,
and lay it out, because the way it's described and the way she told me,
yes,
it's definitely creepy. It's not a pull up to someone, morning neighbor, lovely dogs, speed off.
She can talk about the car,
women
the
are,
size
are
of
great,
the person.
Are really elite at finding when something's creepy.
Right.
Sussing it out.
Yes. Women's intuition is not something that I made up. This is 100%. You know, it gets a lot worse in terms of what people, she spoke to a police officer, and they said something that, you know, she might have really dodged a bullet here or whatever. Yeah. But what was so crazy is that all these people, a lot of these people come and they start attacking Katie.
It's ridiculous.
This is insane.
This one lady just starts coming after her and goes, you know, you suggesting that this neighborhood is unsafe is, you know, there's a lot of, and they start bringing race into. Meanwhile, Katie's not said anything.
What?
They go, you know, there are a lot of black children here that feel unsafe. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
Where
right?
are you taking this right now?
It's so funny. So it's so funny because then she goes, there's all these people that are coming at her. And she goes, look, you people weren't there. You don't know what happened. I said you could DM me. I'd give you the specifics. And this lady goes, what do you mean, you people?
Oh, my God.
So
the people that I'm talking to. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Of course.
Two words. You know what it means.
So, you people.
So Katie's essentially like, hey, fuck off. No, yeah. Good. Whatever.
Yeah. People in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Whatever you want. Whatever happens to you at this point, you've brought it on yourself. Hey, they block this lady, the you people lady, blocks Katie. The message board, they lock the comments. Nobody can say
Nobody
can say anything.
Dude, these neighborhoods. Is this what's crazy? The point of that thing then? Dude, no, I'm telling you, Stephanie Reyes in chat said it best. Steph said, these neighborhood groups are worse. They do more harm than good. Mm. We have one in my neighborhood in the Cape. It is the biggest group of fucking yentas that will stir shit up where they will do almost the inverse of what you say. Like an old man will be going on a walk from one neighborhood over, like just letting everybody know, someone suspicious. Yes, I saw a homeless man. That was one where like, I think I saw a homeless man and made his way into the neighborhood. It's like an old man from the next neighborhood, Revel Downs.
It's my grand. It's Gramps.
Oh, every single July 3rd, did anybody hear gunshots? It's fireworks, you fucking idiot. They stir the pot. I have a theory about this. I'm not sure if you thought about this. I'm not joking here. And I thought about this from a prior episode and a big prior to do with you, Katie, and a dog. Remember the dog that was found?
Yes.
What do you think the chances were that you see two purebred golden retrievers, a young, attractive...
Yeah.
Katie is in great shape. She's not this like terrifying powerhouse UFC fighter. I'm walking
one
up.
One of the dogs.
I'm snatching two fucking dogs up. They're going to fetch me thousands.
Well,
happened around
I think
here
they
already.
Were going to. I think they were going to fetch the most valuable of the three things.
I hate to think. Olive.
But I'll say this also, and I don't know how obviously this. If you're somebody who's capable of doing what was the worst case scenario. Maybe you don't really think things through. I don't know.
Daylight?
But also they're golden retrievers, so you're not in trouble. You know what I mean? They're not going to do anything, right?
Yeah, they're goldens. They're sweet.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but one more thing I left out.
You're getting a pit bull.
There was this girl. Maybe I'd actually say her first name. It's a very unique first name, but maybe Katie doesn't want me to do that.
Don't bother.
So I won't. But
next Patreon.
But she says, you're making this big deal, but you've already posted on here where you live. Now,
this woman says this to Katie.
She says it on this public forum. So if you're this guy who tried to abduct her, possibly.
Interest. Thanks for doing the legwork for me.
Exactly where she lives, right? And she's like, what's the matter? And 2 years ago, she posted on there, hey, if anybody wants a vacuum, I put one out in front of this address. And this lady scrolls back 2 years and she goes, hey, I just told you I felt unsafe. You've now just told all of exactly where I live. I mean, and these are the people that, these are my neighbors.
Yeah. Well,
right? So,
time to throw some big parties and be loud.
It's time to be loud as shit. Mm-hmm. Are you guys like pariahs now? Now, did anybody come to Katie's defense? Did anybody in the chat be like, whoa, thanks for letting us know. I appreciate that.
And here's the thing.
What are you people
so,
doing?
So, yes, a few people did, but. Most of the people that came to her defense in the DMs.
Not publicly.
Right.
Of course.
So now
that's
all of a
sudden, that's
she's
works.
Just getting...
You're right, but I don't want to get yelled
right,
at by
she's
these
getting
crazy people.
Piled on in the comments, and then a couple of people go, oh, listen, I can't believe this is happening to you,
I just
but
want to
I will not.
Say,
I would never, ever say anything
no, I'm not gonna,
to Karen or whoever.
I'm not going to break from the pack of the local community.
Is that crazy? Now, it's the other thing is like, what are the chances of us seeing some of these people? 100%?
Probably.
Right? Probably.
Also, this isn't... Now, I know my neighborhood, and houses are piled on top of houses. You've been to my neighborhood before. It's a big old labyrinth. But this neighborhood is more of a strip.
Well, if
and
you go back...
Into there,
yeah.
Back that way, it kind of hits the wall. Now, that's a tight little thing. Is it them?
Well, that's...
People?
It is them.
Because I've gotten here too early before. I was like, you know what? I'm going to drive all the way down there. Katie said something. She saw a half pipe, like a skate ramp down there. Like, I'm going to try and find it. I still got to find out where that thing is.
The road forks.
The
and
road
if you
forks,
go to the left, that takes you back to this community.
Yeah,
and they
it
have
looks
these,
eccentric.
You're right, because there's like $1 million homes next to
odd
$5,000 homes.
Yard, yeah.
But a lot of times they have these big events, And we go to them because that's, you know, Katie's brother and sister-in-law live back there. And we're going to see these people.
Yeah.
We're going to see them.
You're
there.
You're going to bump into them. The people
that
whispers.
That victim-shamed Katie after almost being
so
abducted.
What are we doing? Are we handing her a box cutter? Are we going to do a pit bull?
It's interesting you said that.
Course?
It's interesting.
Joe's going to start walking around with his shirt off. Show off his
gun. Well,
yeah,
I can't
pop
fight.
Them pecs, bitch. Yeah.
So, but
Tommy
I bought,
is Tommy's now.
Katie li- Tommy lives here now.
Okay.
I bought her some mace. I bought
nice.
It. I bought it.
She
it,
rapper.
It
Good
arrived,
luck, baby. He raps slow.
It arrived yesterday.
Yes. This song will bore the assailant to death.
And the main reason I did that is because I can't be walking the dogs every time, right?
No,
you
got to
get
on.
Her. Yeah. No. But if so, now if I'm doing the morning show, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I was doing the morning show. She walked the dogs every day for a straight week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean,
maybe he's a 98 Rock listener. He hears Joe on the air. He goes, oh,
yeah, it's time to go over there.
Yeah.
So now she has May. So
oh,
if
yeah.
you
yeah.
if you were to slow down and roll your window down, she will spray mace directly into your
she
car.
She will blast
just
your
say
shit.
You're Rob Mayer when you're on the radio from now on.
Don't ask for directions.
Nope.
Yeah. Don't say yeah. hi.
Nope.
Nothing. Don't ask what kind of dogs those are.
You're
no.
taking bear spray just, to the fucking face.
That's right.
Face.
She
Keep
sprays first, ask questions later.
A little Joe Cocky.
All right. I got a couple things real quick before we, if we
yeah,
got
before
time.
We talk out of
yeah.
here, please.
So I had a positive interaction with, in Huntsville, Alabama. There's a rooftop bar in the hotel,
okay.
and I'm a you got me there.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
a hotel bar. I love
you love
rooftop.
Bars. You like being on the rooftop.
Yeah, I like that I'm outside and I live three floors down, and it's they have these outdoor furniture, like a little love seat table, two couches, and there's one table. There's some drinks that are there. It seems like everyone's left. So I'm like, I'm just going to pop myself right here. And then this group shows up. This is this black family. And at first I'm like, oh, is this your seat? And they're like, no. And I go, feel free to join me. And it's this girl just graduated from college. And it's her graduation is the following day. She's got family in town. This is two women sit down, the husband or boyfriend.
She graduated from you people.
There you go. And then there's the boyfriend of the graduate, her, and then her two cousins. And we start talking. Turns out some of the people are from D.C. We have this little connection,
yeah.
right? And then, the one lady showed up later, and I was like, there wasn't really a seat. And I was like, oh, you can have my seat. Like, now I know it's a celebration. I'm like,
right.
It's your party. And she goes, no, I'll sit under here. She's next to her husband. So we do an introduction. And again, the husband is, to me, to Justin. That's how close.
Okay.
And I think I'm sitting next to Russell Westbrook, and it's Dee Dee. It's a woman, okay?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Because it's a little dark, you know?
Okay.
But
she's hardy.
But she's got the short... It's
right.
You look like most black guys that I know, okay? Right? So,
okay.
And I...
Gorgeous.
And now I realize, that's a woman. And then it's a lesbian couple, and then the other woman is the ex. The woman has three moms, right?
Okay.
So then
my three moms.
Dave shows up late to all this. And now he gets a seat at the opposite end, and they are explaining the three moms.
Do they know who Dave is?
They sort of did. And he can't figure out that this is a woman.
Oh, he can't.
Because the angle where he's at, I couldn't tell.
Right.
And I'm right next
to
her.
She's like, sir.
Masculine build.
She's like, yeah, we have three moms. Explain that.
Hey,
and
dude.
It's funny to me because he's super progressive. But he's coming off as the guy that can't figure this shit out.
He's coming across as Todd Packer.
Exactly. Yeah. He is, right?
He's Todd in this moment.
And he's like, where are these three moms? Like, we're right here. Like, okay.
That's
still
me.
He can't figure it out. Right?
I'm Deirdre.
So they ended up being super cool when we hung out. But I just was cracking up that he's like the most progressive guy ever, and it looks like he can't.
He could not figure
lesbians?
Out.
Lesbians? What's that?
Wait
I didn't
a minute.
Know that exists.
What do you mean? You have short hair, though.
Yes.
Girls have long
yes.
hair. Dude, the Tom Brady roast joke from fucking Tony Hinchcliffe about Sam J.
Yeah.
Dude, did you
what
hear
was the
that
joke?
One? The joke, he's like...
I heard the Tiger King, Liver King.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
great.
Part
he goes,
King.
Netflix checked off their diversity box by having black lesbian Sam J on the dais. She doesn't eat pussy. She all hell gnaws on it. Fuck you. I was throwing drinks on the air. So you have good shows,
yeah.
graduation party. You didn't have a great time getting out of town.
I've said American Airlines, I'm telling you, it's not some of the times, every time there's been an issue. The last 3 years I've flown with them. We talked about a couple weeks ago, couldn't get out of L.A., had to literally book another flight on another airline, Southwest. So we're on the plane, and we've landed, and this is the flight attendant does this speech. And I've never heard this speech in my life. I've heard them tell jokes. I heard a woman sing a few weeks ago some song she made up. Christ. It's horrible. She does this speech. Now, keep in mind, this is on the heels of my flight was supposed to go Huntsville to Charlotte to BWI. The first flight was delayed, causing me to miss my connection.
Mm-hmm.
So I woke up to them saying, we've rebooked you on Huntsville nonstop to Reagan National, Washington, D.C., which is not the airport where my car's at.
Right.
And then we get on the plane, and there's we hour sitting there without taxiing. So an hour delay is bad, but at least if you're in the airport, you can go to the bar,
sure.
You can walk around. Now you're in the worst delay ever. You're just sitting in the fucking plane like an asshole. So we finally get there, and she does this speech. She goes, thank you for flying American Airlines. I have been a flight attendant for 8 years, and one thing I know is true. Not everyone's flying to Disney World. Not everyone's coming from Disney World. Some people are traveling with some hardship. They're going to some place. There's something that they're having to carry a burden. We all have baggage. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's the person next to you. But if you have this baggage, this burden, I'm going to put my hand out. When you leave here, when you walk out of this plane, put that burden, put it in my hand, and I'll throw it in the trash can for you. And I'm like, what is
fuck off?
Fuck you.
Hey, before you get into the business of solving problems, how about landing and taking off planes on time, okay? What? And if I was going to Disney World, we'd leave 4 hours late and you fly me to fucking Six Flags, okay? So just, you know, here's put that in your hand and shove it up your ass. It's like, what is this crap? What are you doing? Just let me off the fucking plane.
Oh, God. Thank you to everybody in the chat tonight. Thank you to everybody that subscribes to the Patreon. This is an episode you do not want to miss if you already are a Patreon member. When this bitch is up, listen to it immediately.
Please.
If you're not, this is worth a 13-year reveal in the making. And I had myself quite a situation for 96 hours where I'm currently still on speaking terms with Mrs. Robbie.
A toast.
Yeah, man.
To Robbie,
sure.
Robinson. Hey, to Robbie Robinson.
The best.
Love you, bro.
Love you too, pal. Everybody in chat loves you and can't wait for more stories.
Love you, Robbie.
Hey, let us know what you guys want to do about that podcast. We're excited for it. Mimi, myself, and I, in parentheses, Tales from the Beanbag.